This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 25th. God's word for you today is Passionate Plea. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 to 3. And it says, I found out from studying the writings of the prophets that the Lord had said to Jeremiah, Jerusalem will lie in ruins for 70 years. Then to show my sorrow, I confessed my sins and earnestly prayed to the Lord my God. I have told you several stories of how I saw things that totally changed my life in the scriptures, and till today, they still are that powerful. So, what did Daniel read in the book of Jeremiah? This is so beautiful. Contained in Jeremiah's best-selling book, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10 to 12, which says, This is what the Lord says, You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. I pray for everyone in captivity right now, that God will come and do for you all that He has promised in the name of Jesus. You are coming home again. You are coming into God's promises. We quote Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 a lot, and today we see the context of what God was saying. When you pray in a crisis, He, God, will listen. Two factors determine your destiny: God's timing and your praying. If God's timing is right and you are not praying, you cannot enter your destiny. So you have to begin to pray. God is waiting on you. If you're praying and God's timing is not right, your prayer will bring you to a place where you can connect to God's timing. I pray that God will give you understanding of this truth now in Jesus' name. So, when I let God speak to me, before I speak to Him, it actually becomes clear to me that the best I can bring starts on my knees. The best you can bring in any situation starts on your knees. How do I pray in a crisis? I thank God no matter how I feel. I honor God no matter what I see. I let God speak to me before I speak to Him. Number four, I express my desires with emotions. This is one part people do not understand, and so they struggle with it. Some people just say emotionless prayers to God. You have to express your desires with emotions. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3 says, And I prayed earnestly to the Lord God, pleading with Him. Excuse me, wasn't it God that said, After 70 years, they will be released? Why didn't it happen immediately it was 70 years? Why didn't Daniel just pack his bags and go to Jerusalem? It is because it takes God's timing and our prayers, our passionate prayers. We need to express our desires with emotion. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the assurance of answered prayers as I bear my all, my heart, soul, and strength before my Lord, my God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.